Okay, so it's been like a week, and everyone wants to know about my date with my first dominant or dominant whatever. I did really, really good on my BDSM test, 82% submissive. So I decided to get a dominant, which was harder than it sounds. So I finally got on a date with Enemameister 69 because he seemed to like cute things, and I'm like super cute. It didn't turn out so good. I drove all the way to the cabin, and I was like driving up this really, really long road, which wasn't even a road because it was like made of dirt. So my car got really dirty, which is gross. But anyway, I get there, and there are like three cars with red and blue lights flashing, and some guys in jackets that say FBI, which is like a pretty big deal because the guy was apparently like in a lot of trouble. There was these two girls there too, which made me think he was like a total creeper. I know I marked strongly disagree on all the questions about having sex with other people, so like that wasn't good. And I hope I don't sound like a total bitch or whatever, but these girls are like not even that attractive. Ripped up clothes, and it looks like they hadn't eaten in like a month, which I totally get and everything, but not if it like makes you look like a ghost person or whatever. My best friend in school didn't eat for like 3 weeks, and they had to send her to some hospital that wasn't really a hospital, and these girls looked way worse. So, anyway. The police guy, who is like super cute by the way, said I should leave the area. I tried to talk to him about the BDSM test and everything because I got a really high score, 82% submissive, and he like had handcuffs. And so I asked him if that was like a good BDSM thing that he was doing, and he just kept saying leave the area. So the girls looked really hungry and stuff, and they were put in an ambulance. I thought maybe I could give the police guy my number or something because he did have the handcuffs and, well, 82% submissive, which has to count for something, right? And then he called me ma'am, which was gross. So, anyway, that didn't happen. So, I decided I should try and go to one of those meetings in my local community, and they have this whole class thing about something called consent. Which sounds like a British word, like they would say on that Downton Abbey kind of show. So, Mr. Darcy, dost thou consent? But I know British people like spankings, and I got like 58% on spankings, which isn't great. But I thought maybe if I met a British person who could score higher, then maybe. I don't know. The class is really confusing because it turns out that there's like a bazillion ways to say yes to something, and more than that, to say no. And you're never supposed to just guess. And just when I had it all figured out, they started to talk about this thing called consensual non-consent, which like totally sounds made up to me. I started to think maybe this is like a game show where they hide cameras, so like I totally played it cool. And when question time comes, I raise my hand and ask about non-consensual consent. Like, if someone tricks you into saying yes when you mean to say no. Like, this one time, a guy told me to say, "Can I?" and then spell cup. And when I said it, "Can I see you pee?" he pulled out his cock and tinkled on me. But, like, I did totally ask for it. People thought it was super funny. Even more when it happened the second time. That kind of thing happens to me, like a lot. So I asked about that, and that's when they made me leave. I think it was because I outsmarted them. People don't like that. And they didn't talk about spanking at all, which makes me think that they don't really know as much as they think, at least not about British things. Also, I also found out that this cute word scat actually means poop. So, ew, that's super gross. And it turns out the guy I was supposed to date was like super into poop, which I don't think was on the test either. But I still think scat is a cute word. Anyway. So when I check my Insta, I have like 700 messages now, but most of them are still penis pictures. One of them is really bent, and I wanted to write back and ask him what happened. But then I remembered that you're only supposed to respond to boys with really good-looking penises, which I didn't see any of. So I decided that maybe I should follow up on the British spanking thing and the pet play part, because I got a good score on that too. So then I posted a request for a British guy who can spank a kitten. And now I get like 1,000 messages and a 3-day ban because someone named PETA reported me for animal cruelty, which has really made me upset. Now all the messages are not about BDSM, but about how I shouldn't hit cats. And I can't even explain because of the 3-day ban, and I lost like 700 followers. So that was pretty bad. So I'm starting to think that maybe BDSM is like not really for me because like without my Insta, I'm not even sure if I should be taking pictures of like my lunches and stuff. Because after 3 days, who wants to see the salad that I got, even though it was totally amazing, right? So then one of the people from the BDSM class texts me and asks if I want to go to a party tonight, even though they made me leave. Some of the girls were there being like super nice and said I looked like a deer caught in the headlights listening to the presentation. I didn't say anything because that is just like my listening face. And it turns out that deers are a pretty important part of BDSM. So they text me and I decide to go. And it's in this big warehouse where you like might go to a rave, but the music is different and instead of dancing people, they're hitting each other with things. But still, it is still like a lot like a rave because the warehouse. And that's when I met Master Curtis. He's sort of good looking and is wearing leather pants and a nice shirt, so I like that. He asked me some questions, which gives me a chance to tell him about the test and how I am 82% submissive, which he thinks is pretty funny. So I asked him if he's British because sometimes you can't tell just by how someone talks. I mean, sometimes you can, but not always. And I explained about the kitten thing and my 72% pet play score and how I didn't do as good on the spanking part, but that I wanted to learn. And I also told him about how I definitely do not want to have to poop in a box. He showed me something called a flogger, which is made from an elk, but I don't know what an elk was. So he asked if I knew what a deer was, and I told him that I did, and he said basically it was the same thing, so that was good. I also told him about the PETA people and how they might not like him using a deer like that, and he laughed and laughed and said, "Wait till they find out about all this leather." I didn't ask, but later someone told me that it comes from cows, but that sounded wrong to me because, like, I think cows are like made of milk, not leather, right? I mostly see leather used to make shoes, and cows do not wear shoes either. So I'm thinking like maybe Master Curtis just isn't that smart, but whatever. I can be the smart one if I have to be. We do this thing that he calls a flogging scene, where he has me stand against this big padded X, and then he starts hitting my back with the deer thing. Which, like, I don't know what it would feel like to actually be hit by a deer, but I don't think it's like that. But it did feel like a pretty good massage, like a deep tissue one. Not like one of those light ones you sometimes get at the fake spas, where they have the big tanks with lemon in the water, but like a really good one. So now I call those my deer massages. See? Deers are pretty important. Anyway, Master Curtis went all over all of my test results with me, and he was pretty impressed with my 82%. Like, who wouldn't be, right? But he thinks that I can go even higher. And now he's asked me to be his full-time submissive. The only thing that really worries me is that he keeps getting my name wrong. He asked me, "Are you Polly?" And I was not sure really what to say, because that's not my name. But I also know that people don't always use their real names, And Polly is an okay name because I knew a girl named Polly and she was like super pretty. So that's like probably his way of telling me that he thinks that I'm pretty because guys are dumb and never know how to say things like that. And I'm super worried about embarrassing him for forgetting my name. So I think that Polly is okay, especially if it's easy to remember, right? Like, I met a guy named Bootmaster69, and I'm pretty sure that's not his real name. Like, who names their kid Boot, right? So, if he wants to make up a name for me, I'm like, sure, I can be Polly. And he tells me he's relieved because his last relationship broke up because his submissive couldn't be Polly, which seems like a dumb thing to break up over, especially since it's just a made-up name. So he told me his test score was really high and that he got like 100% dominant, and then he showed me a picture of it on his phone. I know from school you can't be more than 100% of anything, so that means he is like the best dominant out there, the best that you can get. So I feel pretty good about that, and that's how I finally found my dominant, whatever. Okay, bye.